May 22nd, 2015. This is the Morning Mix with Peg and JW.
And guess what? It's going to rain again.
Oh, what a surprise.
Can you believe that? We had such a dry winter and we have just been pounded. As I told you, I went to Las Vegas last weekend because my husband, you know, is a sun freak. And came back and thought, okay, it'll all be cleared out, you know, because it's so dry. No.
Nah, not the case. Not the case
no,
at all.
No,
and
no.
Going by the reservoirs, I mean, they're starting to fill up a little bit. So that's good. And it's going to be brilliantly green. I mean, it's green right now.
It's tremendous. In fact, we have a swamp now in our backyard. So it is just, it's about, you know, 3 inches deep. I'm afraid we're going to see crocodiles or something here soon.
Right. So the exact weather is, it's currently 44 degrees outside the Sweet Alley Studios. It is 48 degrees currently in Heber and Heber Valley. We will have an 80% chance of precipitation today, tonight, tomorrow, tomorrow
Woo!
Night, then it drops down to 40% for Sunday. And Memorial Day, it'll be down to about 40% chance of showers. As far as the temperatures in Park City, mid-50s for the 3 days, for the 4 days, and in the early 60s in Heber and Heber Valley.
I promise you, one day this summer, we are going to be glad that we had all this weather.
Of course.
Yeah, we
of
definitely
course.
Will.
Yeah.
Hey, we have got a show today. I am so excited about this, and I know you are very excited about this. We have got a husband-wife duo to start off with our live music this morning, Celia and Brett, and their group, their duo, is called Celia Cini. And I saw her on YouTube, and I know I sent you the link. She's a Finnish ukulele player. So I thought, hey, we haven't had that on before.
Not in a couple weeks, anyway.
So I thought, we got to get these guys on. We're also going to take a look at weekend events at the bottom of the hour. Ogden Music Festival, that is coming up next weekend, and we are going to have the folks from that festival in here to tell us all about it and why you want to join. And then,
well, Judy Collins is going to be here in the studio. She, of course, is at the Egyptian last night, tonight, tomorrow night,
yeah.
8 o'clock, and then Sunday at 6. And she is going to be here in the studio at 9:45, along with Christy Dillaway, our friend from the Egyptian Theater.
Is that why you're all dressed up?
That's why I'm all dressed up.
You never look this good.
Are you trying to impress Judy? Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. I know you had your, like, your pleated jeans and your little scarf.
No, these aren't
and your
pleated.
Thing
these are just
your
jeans. You know, jeans and a T-shirt, then all I do is throw a sport jacket on.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah, so, I know. So you look like a million bucks.
It's no big deal.
You look very, very good.
Oh, you're very sweet. You look very nice to this morning as well.
Well, you always say that.
Well, you do. You
oh,
do. Just a striking
John,
redhead.
So sweet.
Hey, there are 8,000 farmers markets in this country.
8,000?
And I think this is really cool. The Silly Girls over at Park Silly Sunday Market have just been named one of the top 50. They may,
wow.
if they had to actually name the top 50, they could certainly be in the top 10. But, you know, so it's quite an honor.
I'll say 50 out of 8,000 farmers markets. That's awesome.
America's 50 best farmers market. Park Silly Girls.
You know, it's just something you got to do on a Sunday morning. Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah, so.
I love it.
Well, hey, we shall return right after this. We're going to play Young Dubliners, Fisherman Blues, and we will be back with the Celia Cini Band right after this tune.
Dumb little
How Hi. Are you? Yeah.
I'm doing great.
Every single week, we try and discover a new local musical talent in the state of Utah. And we have somebody very special, two people very special today. It's a husband and wife duo. And they are called Celia Sini. And Celia is actually the wife part of the duo. Yeah. Celia, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, like you mentioned before, I'm from Finland, and I've been doing music for quite a while. And then I met my lovely husband, Brett, and he jumped on to this project, and it's turned into something better than I ever thought it would be. So
you've got a couple of CDs out?
And well, we have an EP, so that is a big, big achievement for me because I've been working on it for quite a while. It takes a while with that whole process, recording and all. So it's everything I wanted it to be.
So Brett, you are the husband part of the duo. Tell us about your involvement in this and how you found your lovely wife.
Well, we met in high school, but we weren't really friends because I was the weird kid in school. But after she moved back to Finland after high school, and she knew that I knew how to play a lot of instruments. So we got together on that basis of jamming together.
Okay.
And then we got married instead of playing music. But after a year, we decided to get the CD done because she had had songs for so long. So we just set up a little recording studio in our basement, and we got it done.
All right.
Yeah. And Paige sent me the YouTube, and really looking forward to to your performance.
So let's hear your first song. Tell us about it.
So this first one is called Picturesque, and I actually used to live on a little island, and it talks about this girl who waits for her dream guy, I guess, on that island, and it's not so happy of a story, but that's kind of how love is sometimes. So,
okay, here it is, Celia Sini on KPCW.
In my own little town, amidst the sea, I saw you come. You sailed across like a fisherman, cast your net over me. Stay a while, forget what you left beyond those waves back home. Ooh. I held your hand, made you fall in love with the birch tree by the shore. We carved our names in the wooden bark as if it would make you stay. Stay a while, forget what you left beyond those waves back home. Picture us in our very own house, hidden in the tall grass and sand. The walls closing as tears puddle our eyes, the water rises. You stand and stare out my window, watching the birds swirl the sky. Those eyes were meant to see the world instead of gazing at blue skies. Stay a while, forget what you beyond those waves back home. You said you wouldn't look back, I believe those words you fed to me.
Absolutely beautiful. That is Celia Cini on KPCW. It's an unusual name for a duo.
Yeah, I know.
And it's also unusual that a gal from Finland picks up the ukulele. So tell us about that.
Yes, it is. It really is. Well, I started to think about what instruments would be kind of a vessel for me to get these songs out, and something that would be simple enough that I wouldn't have to focus too much, you know, studying years and years of this instrument, because I really wanted to focus on songwriting. And I started out with guitar and decided my fingers couldn't take it. And also, I didn't have time for this. I wanted to get writing right away. And I found the ukulele. And most people think of it as, you know, oh, Hawaii songs. But I thought, you know, why not? It's cute, it's small, it's easy to play, and that it was everything I wanted. So
it's very versatile.
Yeah, and, it really is.
You know, towards the end of George Harrison's career with the Beatles and as an independent, he just started playing ukulele all the time, and he bought like 50 of them, and mm-hmm. everywhere he went, he had a truckload of ukuleles. He gave them to all his friends.
That's great.
But I've just written a note down for Gary for a Christmas present for you. Because
I have a Martin ukulele, as a matter of fact.
Oh, you
but
do,
I don't
do
know
you?
How to play it.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, we're gonna work with Celia. We're going to get this thing going. Are you going to play another song for us?
I am.
Oh, great.
This one is called Warm Heart, Cold Hands. It's more of a story of how me and Brett kind of had a hard time with the long-distance relationship and just picking up where we left off each time we saw each other, because it'd go, you know, maybe 3 months or 4 months before we'd see each other again. So,
Brett, any thoughts on this matter?
Yeah, I would recommend not doing long distance.
But you made it, so it's a good ending to the story.
And for you music freaks out there, Celia has just changed ukulele, so what's the significance of the difference between the two?
So this one is a tenor, and the tuning is similar more to a guitar. So instead of high, high, it's going to be just low from...
Got it.
Or from low to high.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, here it is. Celia Cini on KPCW.
Frost fills my lungs up as I shake the snowflakes off my coat. My mind as I think of snow falling down to kiss your lips. The days are getting colder, but I'll keep my heart warm for you. Honey, I've been restless since you closed that door behind, but that door behind, but I'll
Very wow. nice.
I feel like crying.
We shall return with Celia and Brett right after these messages. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Morning Mix on KPCW.
Hi, this is Charlie Taylor with New Park Terrace in Crandall Capital, delighted to support local radio and KPCW. New Park Terrace offers new townhomes with walkable access to shopping, dining, nightlife, public health club, the Park City Trail systems, and more. Located in the heart of New Park Town Center, more information can be found at newparkterrace.com or 435-602-9995.
Support for KPCW comes from the Wasatch Brew Pub, offering weekend brunch at the top of Main Street featuring traditional favorites, as well as midday Marys and mimosas. Private event space available. Wasatch Brew Pub, misbehaving in Utah since 1986. WasatchBeers.com.
Assemble is proud to be a KPCW underwriter. Assemble offers executive offices which can be rented on a long or short-term basis, or a business lounge membership located in New Park. More information on the web at assembleparkcity.com or 435-709-7888.
We have been listening to the beautiful music of Celia and Brett from Celia Cini, and we do have some time for one more song. Before we get to it, though, I just want you to tell us where we can get your music.
Yeah, absolutely. It's on iTunes, Spotify, if you want to just listen to it before, or listen to it more before buying it, and then also Bandcamp, Amazon even has it, so really everywhere.
And you're on Facebook as well, so they can look you up there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. And don't preview these songs, folks. Just buy them.
That would be the best case. Yeah.
All right, here they are again. Celia Cini on KPCW.
Sarepil vi ai un alain
da eskibetan korke alle voitais nähdä kaikki myös toisemme.
And I take it that was finished.
Yes, that was.
Okay.
A little surprise.
All right. Celia Cini, and it's Celia and Brett from the duo Celia Cini, spelled S-E-L-J-A, and then the second is S-I-N-I. So you can look them up for their music. And thank you so much, and I hope you'll be willing to come back again.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Thank you
thank
for
you
having
guys.
Us.
Thank you so much.
You're listening to KPCW. This is The Morning Mix. We shall return right after this extraordinary song, Suzanne, by Judy Collins, who is in the studio, and she'll be with us around 9:45. When we return, we'll be doing weekend events, and Brian Smith will be here from the Ogden Music Festival. Stay tuned.
Suzanne takes you down to a place by the river. You can hear the boats go by. You can spend the night forever. And you know that she's half crazy. That's why you want to be there. And she feeds you tea and oranges that come all the way from China. And just when you want to tell her that you have no love to give her, she gets you on her wavelength and lets the river answer that you've always been her lover. And you want to travel with her, and you want to travel. For she's touched your perfect body with her mind. And Jesus was a sailor when he walked upon the water, and he spent a long time watching from a lonely wooden tower. And when he knew for certain only drowning men could see him, he said, all men shall be sailors then until the sea shall free them. But he himself was broken long before the sky would open, forsaken almost human. He sank beneath your wisdom like a stone. And you want to travel with him, and you want to travel blind, and you think you maybe trust him, for he's touched your perfect body with his mind. Suzanne takes you down to her place by the river. You can hear the boats go by. You can spend the night forever, and the sun pours down like honey on Our Lady of
back. Morning Mix on KPCW. Peggy and JW.
Yes. What a great musical act we had on, Celia Cini from Salt Lake City. And now I suppose it's time to take a look at weekend events, isn't it?
It certainly is.
Yeah, you can tell it's kind of mud season because things have definitely quieted down. We have one page instead of three. The Park City Film Series presents What We Do in the Shadows. It's about the adventures of four vampire roommates trying to get by in a modern world. You know, they've got to do the household chores. They, you know, try and pick up chicks, you know, which is hard to do when you're a vampire.
It is.
It's tonight and tomorrow night at 8 p.m., Sunday at 6 p.m. at the Prospector Theater on Sidewinder.
And there's an early morning wetland birding adventure led by the Swanner staff. Tomorrow morning, you'll hike through the Swanner wetlands. Look for migrating shorebirds, nesting sandhill cranes, and some of the 100 species of birds seen on the preserve.
Cool.
That's tomorrow morning, 7:30 to 9 a.m. at the Swanner Eco Center.
Well, you know you got to check this out. It's an evening with Judy Collins at the Egyptian Theater, and she is in our studio right now, and she will be speaking with us. She performs tonight and tomorrow night at 8 p.m. and then Sunday at 6.
In the studio.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, it's Kids Day on historic Main Street. There's going to be a whole bunch of kid-friendly activities like scavenger hunt, Deer Valley rescue dogs, a balloon artist, a juggler, a magician, and more. It's from 12:30 to 4. For more information, historicparkcity.org.
Hey, down in the valley, the Utah Symphony presents Mahler's Symphony No. 4. It's tonight and tomorrow night at 8 p.m. at Abravanel Hall.
And the Bees take on the Colorado Springs Sky Sox this weekend at Smith's Ballpark. Hope they don't get rained out.
Yeah, me too. Ballet West presents Innovations 2015 at the Janae Wagner Theater, and I understand this is really a spectacular performance, so you want to check that out before it goes.
And one of our absolute favorites, Erica Hansen. It is her final weekend, as always, Patsy Cline playing at the Grand Theater tonight and tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Tickets available at www.thegrand.org.
Hey, and now we're going to be talking about something that is actually happening next weekend. It is the Ogden Music Festival, and Brian Smith is here from Ogden Friends of Acoustic Music, otherwise known as OFOAM. Welcome to you, Brian. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Peg.
Yeah, we wanted to give people enough time to get tickets and learn a little bit about this festival. You've been doing this for quite some time.
Yes, this is the 8th annual Ogden Music Festival, and we are really excited to have it coming up.
All right.
Boy, and Peg's told me all about it and took a look at the lineup this morning. You've got a very impressive lineup of musical acts.
Yeah, there's some favorites on there this festival. We've got James McMurtry coming up on Friday nights, our headliner. Jerry Douglas and the Earls of Leicester is another headliner, and Mountain Heart. And I'm sure you've heard of the Shook Twins. They're coming in. It's just a bunch of great artists and a bunch of young artists, too, that are just going to knock people's socks off.
Tell us about the venue.
The venue is up at Fort Buenaventura. It's in Ogden, and it's an amazing historic location and county park. There's camping, two rivers, bike trails, walking trails. The setting is absolutely amazing, and the festival is right in the middle of a beautiful meadow surrounded by mountains, and
wow.
I'm pretty sure we're going to see a snow-capped Ben Lomond, which is really going to be just an amazing setting this year. I'm really excited about it.
Nice.
And it's your 8th annual. You've been doing this for a while.
Yeah. It's really a lot of fun. We've had some amazing artists over the years. Sam Bush is to note, the Kruger Brothers. Really, over the years, I've been blown away at the level of musicianship and the caliber of artists that we've been bringing to Ogden. So, yeah, it's exciting.
Is it a venue where we're going to sit in seats, or are we on a blankets, or what kind of situation is it?
It's a meadow, and blankets up front, low back chairs, high back chairs in the back. We have shade tents, vendors. Kids 16 and under are free. We have Todd's Musical Petting Zoo.
Wow.
Which is this huge tent full of all kinds of incredible instruments, and you're allowed to grab them and play them. It's so much fun.
A different kind of petting zoo.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought it was like sheep and bunnies or something.
No.
What were you thinking?
I don't know.
Yeah.
And what about food?
Oh, we've got incredible vendors there. Brixton Potato's going to be there, Grounds for Coffee, Roosters. The Roosters will be having some of their homemade beer there, which is, you know, it's just incredible stuff we got going up in Ogden. So lots of exciting vendors, food, camping. Yeah. Come on out.
Awesome.
And while folks have their calendars out thinking about next weekend, they can also take a peek at what they're doing the third week of August. You've got a Roots and Blues Festival coming up.
Yeah. You know, a couple of years ago, we got rained out down at Fort Buenaventura. You know, we are in the middle of two rivers, and it was one of those years where the snowpack was incredible, and it just flooded out the fort. So we moved it up to North Fork campground up in Liberty, Utah. So we decided to create another festival up there, and that's a Roots and Blues Festival. So we bookend the summer. The beginning's the Ogden Music Festival. At the end, it's the Ogden Valley Roots and Blues.
Very cool.
Excellent.
So if people are interested in going next weekend to the Ogden Music Festival, how do we get more information?
Yeah, our website's a real easy website to remember, ofoam.org. Ofoam, like the mattress.
OFOAM.org. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, once you type it in, you'll remember it. So we have information on both festivals there.
Okay.
And we've got a great lineup already brewing for the festival at the end of the summer. I encourage people to get their tickets early. That's when you get them the cheapest. We also have camping, and especially up in North Fork, it's just an incredible setting. So,
Yeah. It sounds amazing.
I don't know if you've lock and loaded on your musical guests for the Roots Festival, but I've got a redhead that plays ukulele.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to learn it in the next couple of weeks, yeah.
Well, you know, one of the things that we have in between all of our performers, we have tweeners. And the tweeners is an opportunity for us to reach out to folks in the community and give them an opportunity to get up on stage, one to three musicians. And so there's a chance. We'd love to have you.
Or Sel Yassini, who we had on before. They were fantastic. You might want to call them.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning and telling us about this amazing festival and that we can go check out every single year now that we know about it.
We would love to have you up there. We would love the people from Park City to come on up and see all the exciting things that are happening up in Ogden. It's really, the town's going through a renaissance right now.
I know.
We've got amazing stuff at the amphitheater this year. Ogden Nature Centers has got a couple gigs. The Waifs will be there in the middle of the summer. Snow Basin's got stuff going on. You just can't beat it. So,
all right.
Yeah.
Check it out if you're a music fan at ofoam.org. Org, did you say?
Ofoam.org.
All right. Thank you so much. Brian Smith from Ofoam, the Ogden Friends of Acoustic Music, telling us about the Ogden Music Festival next weekend.
Brian, best of luck. When we return on KPCW The Morning Mix, we will have Judy Collins here in the studio with us. This is a song that she did back in 1968, My Father Always Promised.
Stayed behind the youngest still. Oh.
The Morning Mix on KPCW. JW here with Peg. Absolutely beautiful morning. The sun's not out yet, but
yeah, it's beautiful, and yeah, especially for you, because I know this is a moment for you. You are a huge Judy Collins fan.
Oh, I am. I mean, National Treasure, multi-Grammy Award winner, voice like an angel, here in the studio with us, and you had a wonderful show last night.
Yes, I did. Well, I love working at the Aladdin. It's a great theater.
Yeah,
the Egyptian. I'm sorry.
Well, welcome to our show. A lot of people, a lot of buzz in town for tonight's show, Saturday show, both at 8 o'clock, and then Sunday special show at 6 o'clock.
You know, I've been here. Is this maybe the fifth year in a row?
Wow, yeah. Really?
Mm-hmm. Something like that. And I always do, I guess, 4 days. So I get to stay at a high altitude and work out the lungs.
Oh,
yeah, I mean,
which I love.
Is it hard, like everybody says
to come
up to this altitude?
No, because I'm a Colorado girl.
Oh, okay.
In the first place,
yeah.
But also I exercise every day of my life, so it's just very healthy always to be for a singer always to be at the high altitude.
Hmm.
Yeah, but living in Manhattan now, that's basically sea level.
Yeah, well, you can go up to the tower now.
and you know, that sounds like a pretty good trip, by the way.
Yeah, it's very good. Yeah. It's beautiful. It's been advertised. My husband, Lewis Nelson, designed what they call the Explorer, which is the iPad that you hold up and you look around this 360, and it shows you everything. You can, I mean, he's just beside himself. It's a beautiful piece of architecture, really. It's like architectural jewelry. Everybody wants to take one home, which they can't do. But he's having a good time. He's designed. He's not a musician, my husband. He's an industrial designer. So that's nice that he doesn't play the guitar. I'm sort of relieved all the time.
So when you point the iPad at, say, the Statue of Liberty or the United Nations, it will come back to you and it will give you all sorts of pertinent information.
It gives you a movie. It gives you a tour. It takes you on a helicopter ride to that place, to the Statue of Liberty. It tells you all about the history. And it's quite wonderful, dazzling. We've been up there a few times because his client was the Port Authority, and he does a lot of work for New York and so on. So it's exciting. Other than that, he comes to all my shows, which is wonderful.
Really?
Not unless they're in New York City, but he does come to many of them.
Oh, so tell us, what is it like to be on the road and perform at some place like the Egyptian Theater tonight?
Well, I get to do what I love. You know, I'm so fortunate, and I have such a lucky life, because as an artist, to be able to work and always be writing new things and always be singing around the country and around the world, I mean, that's a privilege. So mm-hmm. I love it. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah. And pardon my manners, we forgot to introduce. I'm so excited about introducing you. Christy Dillaway.
Hi, John.
Director of Marketing at
Christy
the Egyptian.
Christy runs things over
also
there.
My
she
friend.
Does.
Yeah. Sorry about that, Christy.
No worries.
Welcome to the show. Great
Hi,
to have
thanks.
You here, as always.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having us. This is a thrill for us, too.
Yeah, we're delighted. And I'm looking forward to tomorrow night, that's for sure. I'll be right in the front row, Judy.
You good.
Just look
of
for
course.
Me.
Good. Wear that suit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jacket.
Sport jacket doesn't come out very often, but, you know.
So, Judy, you say that you are still writing music?
Oh, yes.
Really? Wow.
Well, that's part of it. You know, that. And I didn't ever write songs in the early years. But then when I met, you were playing Suzanne earlier, I know,
yes.
on your show, and I heard a little of it. And when I met, Leonard found me. I didn't find him. He found me. He came to New York from Ibiza, Leonard Cohen, and he knew where he wanted to go. So he came right to my door and said, I'm not writing poetry anymore. I'm writing songs. And what do you think? And then he pulled out a guitar and he sang me Suzanne and the Stranger song and a song called Dress Rehearsal Rag. And I recorded two of them immediately. And then after I sort of recorded all the songs and so on, he called me one day and he said, I love this. This is very good for me, but why aren't you writing your own songs? And so I went home and I wrote My Father was my fourth song. Since
wow.
You've Asked was my
right.
first song.
And your father had passed away the year before.
He passed away. He died about 3 weeks before I wrote the song.
Oh
and he never
my
heard
gosh.
It. He
right.
died May 4th, 1968.
Well,
and we recorded it in June of 68 with that band, that great band that played on My Father. I think it was Jim Gordon who played the percussion on that song. That is so good.
Yeah, it really is.
I was listening and thinking, oh, that's such an unusual sound.
And I would also say that I remember all the songs from the concert at Symphony Hall in 68, but the one that was really the standout was My Father.
I still do My Father. I'll do it sometime this week. Last night I sang a brand new song of mine called Arizona, which was reviewed in the Times last week by my friend Stephen Holden, who said it's right up there with the Blizzard. So, I mean, I do. I write constantly. I'm writing new songs with a young artist that, and I've never done that before, particularly. I mean, I wrote a couple songs with Buskin and Bateau, and I wrote a song with Jesse Valenzuela, but that's about it. But now I'm writing songs all the time with this young singer-songwriter. We're doing things together, but then we bring our songs to one another and then we kind of tweak together. So we're publishing them together. So it's
That's so cool.
It's very cool.
Yeah. Is there a particular song when you go out on the road and perform, is there one that you love to perform the most?
I've got them all. I've got
really?
55 years of material plus my childhood.
Oh.
And there's no way that I can say anyone is a favorite.
Yeah.
Some of them are more popular with other people, but with me, I like to be adventurous and go into new things. Last night, I sang a couple of new Sondheims, new to me. And, of course, I sang a brand new song called Arizona. And then I also sang a song called New Moon Over the Hudson, which I wrote for my Irish show, which I saw around here somewhere. I think I saw it on the newspaper ad. Mm-hmm. That's a different one. The Irish show was on PBS last year and this year. And we went to Ireland to record it. And so New Moon Over the Hudson is another brand new song. And I think My Father's a Good Song, certainly. It has certainly proven itself. It has legs, as they say. But I think that the newer writing is also, it's indicative that it's going to be around, I think. I went to a happening the other night in New York, and I had no idea what these kids were going to sing. They were presenting me with an award of which I won't go into. But they were young, and these two young women, one of them sang Who Knows Where the Time Goes. A young man sang Sending the Clowns. But the other two, one of them sang Sarajevo, Song for Sarajevo, which I've never heard anybody else do. Oh. Another one sang Morocco, which is on the last album, Bohemian. They blew me out of the water. And this young girl said, well, the next one I'm going to do is I'm going to learn Big Sur, which is a song that I wrote, which I almost sang last night too, which I'll do this week. So the new writing is folded into the classics and Both Sides Now and Someday Soon and Amazing Grace and... Then I have a chance to kind of weave a tapestry of new and old.
Judy, I'm curious. Leonard encouraged you to write. You encouraged him to play.
Yes, I did.
And you're probably responsible for him getting on stage and making it happen.
Yes, I pushed him out on the stage. He was absolutely rock set against performing live. He said, I'm never going to do that. I can't sing. Well, when he came to see me, he said, I can't sing, and I can't play the guitar, and I don't know if this is a song. And then he sang me Suzanne. So I said,
yes,
well,
wait a minute.
I'm recording it tomorrow. But then there was I got to know he would send me all these little tapes with his songs on. And I was enchanted by his voice from the very first minute I heard him. I mean, after all, Dylan was already out there singing his songs. I mean, who could compare to that? I mean, he was on Letterman singing Sinatra, for heaven's sake.
Yeah.
So Leonard Cohen, can he sing? You bet. And so I was doing a benefit for, I think, WBAI in New York, which is still, that's a public radio station there. And it was a big, big concert. There were a lot of people. Jimi Hendrix was there. This was 67, before... the end, middle of 67, before Jimmy died. And a lot of rock and roll people were there, and it was, and other artists and so on. And I was on it, so I said to him, you have to come and you go on stage and sing Suzanne. It'll be fine because everybody knows Suzanne now that it's a big hit because I'd recorded it. So he said, oh, no. And I convinced him. And he went out on the stage and he started singing, and everybody was just enraptured. And then he stopped in the middle of the song and walked off stage. And of course, everybody went nuts because people love to see you come apart.
Sure.
It's one of the things that delights an audience. Oh, we're in on something really special here.
Right.
And I said, you've got to go back and I'll go back with you. So we went back on stage and we finished singing the song together.
Oh,
but from then on, he was hooked because he felt that thing happen in the audience.
It's magical.
It has nothing to do with whether you can sing or not. I have news for you.
Right. It's
there are a lot
connection.
Of other things that go into it, but he happens to be and still is. You know, his writing on personal problems, I think there's a new one now. I think it's personal problems. There's another one coming out just now. Anyway, it's as good. The writing is as good as it's ever been, if not better.
It's interesting. Over time, you can develop confidence and poise, but you were such a young girl in those early days, and it was so vulnerable to see you on the stage with a guitar all by yourself, and it takes a lot of confidence to do that.
Well, I was raised in a musical family, in a professional musical family, and so I learned immediately, you know, from birth, that you had to be professional and you had to behave like a professional and you had to do it whether you felt like it or not, and you had to show up and you had to be on top of things. And I mean, that was
and look like you aren't scared to death.
I mean, you could be scared to death, but it didn't really matter one way or the other. And I have never had, I have had terror, but I haven't had nerves.
Okay.
If you know what I mean.
Sure.
Terror comes in if you don't know the songs and they're new to you. And somebody's thrown a wrench in the works and you're doing something very different. But it's normally something that I'm not, I don't have any problems with.
We have this nugget of gold in Park City. It's the Egyptian Theater.
It's a beautiful theater.
And the acoustics. And you were talking about the piano last night.
The piano's incredible. You know, I said Aladdin when we first came out here. I was raised in Denver, and we had an Aladdin theater. We still have an Aladdin theater in Denver. The Egyptian is similar in a way. It's an old theater that's been restored, which is incredible, and I love performing there.
Right. I wasn't even watching the time, but we're running out of time. We want to thank you so much for being on the program.
Thank
You're listening to KPCW Park City. If you call into 435-655-TALK, talk to Ethel. First three callers will receive tickets to Judy Collins this weekend. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Judy. Thanks for sharing your magic with us.
Thank you.
This is The Morning Mix. Please join us next week. Peg and I will have another musical guest, and NPR National News will be next. Everybody have a great weekend. Get out and do something.